Musician Matthias Ricciarte has braved the weather and joins us this morning
to
talk about CUNE, Canada's global orchestra, and their upcoming concert this Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Flatow Markham Theatre. Good morning, Matthias.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for braving the weather.
Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done.
What does CUNE mean?
CUNE is it's an Esperanto word that means together.
Ah. Nice. Mm-hmm. And speaking of together, how did you all come together?
So, Mary Von Mehta from the Royal Conservatory of Music, the Corner Hall Performance Department, they had the idea to create this group that would, a music group that would bring together musicians from other parts of the world that have come to Toronto to make their home here, so that that sound could somehow represent the diversity of our city. And so they auditioned a lot of musicians. And they selected 12 of us. Sorry.
Nope, that's okay. It happens.
You told me to put it in silence and I forgot.
Shame on you, Matthias.
I know. yeah, so they selected 12 musicians from 12 different countries. And we were asked to come up with original music. And try to find ways to, because all of the 12 musicians, we are all performers of our own traditional music, or you know, folklore styles or contemporary popular music from our countries.
So do you bring with you your own instruments? I would think it's not like a conventional orchestra.
No, exactly. So there's a sitar playing together with you know, Afro-Caribbean percussion, Brazilian percussion.
Love it.
African, West African flute.
What do you play?
I play percussion.
Cool.
So my main instrument is the cajon, which is that box, wooden box that you may have seen.
Oh, yeah.
So the cajon is a, it's an instrument that originated in Peru around 120 years ago. And for popular music in the coastal area, where this we have this style of music we call Creole music, criollo.
Right. Yep.
And that style of music came about in the interactions between indigenous people, Spanish, European colonizers, and Africans who were brought in as slaves.
Slaves, right. Slaves. Wow.
And it, this kind of reminds me, Michael Laff, but this kind of reminds me of Bartok's music, in that he took folk rhythms and just made it more modern, made it relevant to today.
Well, the difference that I would say between us and somebody like Bartok is like, whereas Bartok explored the music of the Hungarian peasants and, and kind of transformed it through the lens of Western classical art music, we are the musicians that come from these different traditions.
Right.
And we are trying to, together, not as individuals, but as a group, to come up with ways that we can keep playing, keep performing who we are, and still perform together in a way that sounds coherent.
So that, I can only imagine, this is how I picture it, how you came up with, like you all are sitting around and you start a jam session and then you go, okay, that really works and that not working so much and that works.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting process because it was a kind of that 150 idea that came up and we got some money to rehearse and to create this music. And so we ended up trying a bunch of different strategies with the idea that at, by the end of, I think it was 7-8 months of rehearsals and coming together, we had to have a repertoire of things that we could actually play,
right?
And it had to be interesting, it had to be good, it had to be, you know, relate, like understandable, right, to our Toronto audience.
I saw an excerpt from your upcoming CD and of the band, of the group playing. And to me, it sounded like, I certainly heard the folk things, and but it sounded really kind of hip and funky.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think so?
No. I'm happy that you say that.
Yeah.
It's hard. When we are making the music, we like it.
Right.
And we think it's funky. And,
right.
But we don't know if everybody will see
but
it.
Maybe
that
we
way.
Kind of want to jump out and go, oh, I've got to download that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so it was an interesting project. We jammed, for sure. And we tried to come up with ways. We also composed.
Yes.
Pre-composed. We wrote music. We tried it out a bunch. You know, we experimented a lot. So it was partly just jamming and coming together, getting to know each other as people.
Like, oh, yeah. You got to be comfortable, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and part was more like planned and more like thought through. Yes. So it's a combination of methods, yes, for sure.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
And is there one person that directs you?
So in the beginning, we had David Buchbinder.
Yes.
Who is a very well-known Toronto musician, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as musical director. And he kind of, you know, helped us put together the music, helped kind of have an artistic direction for the project in the beginning. And that went until about our first CD. Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of flying solo.
Okay.
So we are self-directing.
Everyone has an equal vote type of thing?
We are figuring it out, right? Because it's hard.
Yeah, you're young.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people. And,
sure.
So, yeah, we are trying to find ways that we can, you know, be creative but productive.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And at the same time, keep a sort of like social balance between us so that we can all feel like we are contributing, not only musically, but also in terms of ideas of how right. do we, you know, conceive of this group, but at the same time moving forward and not getting caught up in discussion. So it's for sure we're experimenting still.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like group therapy. I saw you like you stand around in a circle and then you kind of,
oh, yeah.
Like, what was that all about?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I think for David, he was right in that it was really important not just to get together and make music and just spend time doing that,
sure,
but to, like,
sure.
you know, create some sort of connection.
I liked that, actually.
As people, because, like, we didn't know each other.
Yes.
Sure.
We some of us have quite similar understandings of what we're supposed to do and mm-hmm. how we're supposed to interact in some of mm-hmm. different ways. So in the end... I think musicians we all tend to be very not all of us but some of, like there's a tendency to be like a nice person because
yes.
because it's a way
it helps.
Yeah, it helps because you know sometimes performance can be a stressful situation.
Oh, for
so
sure.
as much as you can diffuse the stress of the performance mm-hmm. when you're interacting with each other, I think mm-hmm. we all kind of intuitively sense that we have to be like kind to each other.
Yes, and like it is in life, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, there's 12 of you were saying?
Well, very recently we lost a member of
okay.
our group. He passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that. Yeah, a month ago. His name was Dorji Tsering.
Uh-huh.
He was a great performer from Tibet, singer, oh. composer, musician. He was a multi-instrumentalist,
oh.
and he was an integral part of our group.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, a young father, and he passed away very unfortunately. And so we are very shocked and sad mm-hmm. by that,
yeah.
and we're trying to find ways to move forward.
Yes, of course.
So
of
now,
course.
For the time being, we are 11,
mm.
And we will, you know, continue to perform. We before he passed away, we had the chance to get another grant for creating new compositions.
Terrific.
And so we are, in this concert on Friday, we are premiering a composition that is called Earth. And it was a composition that was put together by three of us,
mm-hmm.
Dorji, Padidiar Ahnejad from Iran, and myself. So we composed this piece together. So he won't be able to perform it, but he will be there with us in spirit, and
for
we're
sure.
going to premiere that piece in his honor.
I nice. Want to come out on Friday night and support you and
oh,
hear
thank
all
you.
That.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming in today.
No,
yes,
thank
indeed.
You. Thank you for having me.
Particularly this morning.
Yes, no kidding.
Yeah. We've been speaking to musician Matthias Recharte about Kune's upcoming concert this Friday night, February the 8th. For tickets at Oat, it's at Flatow Markham Theatre. This Friday at February the 8th at 8 p.m. For tickets, you can call the box office 905-305-7469. Also go to rcmusic.com/performance and check them out. It's really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.